Hello and welcome to a brand new series of the Community Power podcast, which is brought to you in partnership with Local Trust. My name's Chris Allen, and in this series of podcasts, we're going to be showing some incredible projects, focusing in particular on what happens when you give local people the power, the resources, and the assets to make a difference to their neighbourhoods. With me is the producer for our third series, that's Kirsten Sinclair. So Kirsten, where are we off to at the start of our series?
Thank you, Chris. Yes, well, this is a special episode we recorded at our last and final Big Local Connects in the autumn of last year. And we spoke with Rebecca and Reese from Ewan Rigg Big Local, which is situated along the coast of Mary Park, Cumbria. And we chatted about their impactful and powerful campaign, We Will, breaking down the stigma around mental health.
Indeed. And first of all, I began by asking Rebecca about her role in the partnership.
Hiya, so yeah, I'm chair of Ewan Rigg Local Trust currently, and have been for the past, I'd say, 12 months.
Yeah.
Reese, you are?
And yeah, thank you, Rebecca. I'm a member of the partnership by myself. We've been doing it for quite a while now, haven't we?
Yeah, so altogether we have been doing campaigning for over 10 years.
Now, I'm gonna jump in here now. You are, you know, people listening will probably think, yo, they've got a younger voice than I have, most definitely. I'm going to ask you both, so nothing gender specific about. How old are you both?
I'm 21.
Yeah.
I'm freshly 22. That's my birthday just a fortnight ago.
Oh, right. Well, happy birthday for that. Now, I'm thinking about Big Local started 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 and 11 was your age, and it's important to put that in perspective for people who are listening to this, because this has been a long program and now we're getting near the end of it now, and we've got people who were children when it started and grown ups when it finishes. What's your career in, Rebecca?
My career is in mental health nursing, and I'm currently in my final year. Yeah.
Right, and you're loving it.
Love it. Best thing I ever did.
And Reese, you like the media, I believe. You're working in the media.
That's true, yeah. I've just graduated from the University of Central Lancashire in Preston, and I got a first-class degree in filmmaking now.
Well done. Get that one in there.
Yeah, I have to. If there's anyone out there listening that would like someone in production management, just let me know. I'm happy to help.
And also, to be fair, you know, both of you immersed in your community, given to your community as well. So again, that says about something about people when they're going to give to their community as well. Now, up in Cumbria, up in Ewan Rigg, you've had this We Will campaign. Your grandma's got a new name for it.
The Will I Am campaign.
Yeah, the Will I Am campaign, or the We Will campaign up in Ewan Rigg. Tell us a little bit about that, Rebecca, in terms of, because it ties a lot in with your career, really.
Yeah, so We Will is a campaign that is campaigning for mental health, for more funding around Cumbria and the services. So it's about 15 of us, I would say, ages between, well, at the time when it was at its peak,
yeah.
15 and 19, and I would say we're more 17 to 23, I would say, something like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, Ewan Rigg Local Trust came to us because it had a gap in their funding and they wanted young people to fill it. And we noticed as young people, like, a lack in provision for mental health services and young people, and we wanted to reduce the stigma around it, and we thought, what better way to reach out for young people with mental health issues than young people like ourselves? So that's
it. Absolutely, 100%, yeah. But it doesn't always happen that way, does it?
No, absolutely not. But like throughout the whole campaign, like, not only have we been like spreading our message, like having the courage to talk, having the courage to listen, we've also been learning things ourselves as well. So like it's a very like empowering campaign for all of us, really.
Yeah.
That's all said incredibly naturally there, you know, mental health campaign, we did, but actually for many, many years, mental health had a big stigma around it, didn't it? And people wouldn't talk about it. And as a mental health nurse, then, you know, you must see some changes as well in the way that people now are open to saying, yeah, everybody has mental health issues at times. Let's not hide it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in the media. There's a lot more now speaking about mental health. And if you see, like, even celebrities coming out and say, oh, I've struggled with mental health in the past and currently am. 10 years ago, that would never have happened. So it is nice to see that change and the stigma kind of shrinking. I don't think it'll ever fully shrink. There'll always be that sort of stigma around it, but there's definitely a massive, massive improvement that I've seen.
Yeah.
And in your work, Rebecca, again, do you see a difference between younger people and older people? Again, younger people are more willing to say, hey, it's okay, not to be okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So because I'm still at university, I'm still in my final year. Right. I've had a wide range of different placements, ranging from CAMHS to inpatient adults and even like older people and mental health. And it's just, you can see the wide range of people talking about it, but you can tell what kind of generation people have grown up in, depending on how much they want to talk. But even then, I do feel like that's changing. You do see a lot of the older generation starting to talk out a lot more now.
And perhaps glad to need to talk more as well. We know that the suicide levels are 3/4 of people taking their own lives are men. So therefore, it's something that men are particularly, and young people, you know, male young people are particularly vulnerable for.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we've done years and years of research, and we found, like, the best way to spread our message through filmmaking. And I believe our very first film that we made was called Boy, and it was about a boy's struggle with mental health, trying to reach out with his dad, trying to have that communication between father and son. And that was really successful. Like, that was spread all over, wasn't it?
Are you still out there? Can people get...
Oh, yeah, that's the beauty of filmmaking. Yeah. Like, you can't get rid of it, can you?
The good and the bad. So is it on YouTube or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it's on our website, www.thecentrewestcumbria.com. And on there, you'll find all of the resources that we've made. And you can contact our team and everything. And all of our films are on there. We have Boy, Just Listen.
We've got loads of animations. And we did film a lot of, like, short clips during lockdown for, like, to get... Right. Pushed out
right.
For people who obviously struggled during lockdown. So I'm pretty sure they're all on there as well. And actually, Boy got shared onto the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah. After we had met them in Keswick.
Right.
We gave them one of our USB 6-star films on and they put it on their Instagram.
How about that?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was brilliant.
No, it's brilliant. What we'll do is we'll put the links in our show notes for the podcast as well. Oh. So if people can just click on there. That'll be really easy. And are there many other young people involved in New Rugby Local?
During the time when We Will was like at its like biggest, there was a big chunk of us like that were doing stuff, but we went our separate ways, which like university and things like that.
Life kicks in.
Yeah, but there's still echoes of our campaign found everywhere. Like we went to Liverpool, went to Manchester, but we take all that stuff with us and we spread it even further. So even though the We Will campaign's come to an end, we mainly focus on the centre now, like there's still like a legacy that lives on.
Right, now you mentioned there not just being involved but actually being on the board as well, but like you're the chair.
Yeah.
You know, you don't look like the kind of people who love sitting in meetings around tables, you know. You do things different up on your rig?
Yeah, we make it fun. We make it really fun.
Yeah, it's very informal. Like, it doesn't feel like a meeting. It feels more of a mother's meeting than just a meeting. It's our chin-wagging session.
And then you just write it down and say, hey, we made a decision.
I wish it was that simple. I really wish it was that simple.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to be flippant here because actually many people in big local areas would say, oh, yeah, I'd be involved, but they don't want to be on committees, they don't want to be on boards, they don't want to sit in boring meetings. So if you've got a clue as to how you can get people together, make decisions, work together, then tell us how you do it.
It is about making it fun as well, as I keep saying. No one wants to sit in their spare time and sit in a boring meeting for hours. But if you have that feeling, you get the friendships with the people you be on the committee with, then it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and, certainly.
Like when we first started, we were just children that lived on the estate. But like by doing this sort of stuff, we've been invited to all these different opportunities, getting to meet like all these cool people like here at Connects. And you just like learn a lot about yourself and you get to like meet new people with like similar interests. And it really shapes you as a person, which is quite fun.
Right. Now, I was saying earlier about, you know, you basically grown up during the course of being local. You know, you were the big local generation, you could say. What kind of changes have you seen in you and Rick around you? Have you seen anything particular that stands out to you that you've seen growing up?
That's a really good question.
There's a lot less isolation. So with the centre, we do quite a few different clubs. So we have coffee and crack on a Tuesday, which is, it's a 3-course meal, or 2-course meal, sorry, £2.50 for your dinner. And it's a lot of, like, especially the older generation that are, like, stuck at home and don't have anything to do. It's something to come and see all the mates.
Yeah.
Just something nice like that. And it happens every Thursday. We've got different things. We've got bingo, chess club, that's very popular at the moment.
Right.
Just all sorts of different things. So, yeah, isolation has definitely been one of them things that we wanted to focus on because, again, as a mental health nurse, I do know that isolation is one of the biggest depressors in the world. So we wanted to tackle that.
We do a lot for the elderly. We do like computer clubs and like stroke speech therapy clubs. And then we also cater to like the younger children as well, doing like cook and play, all these activities. We're very close to Keswick, where there's like a nice theatre by the lake. We organise like trips to that. And like there's a lot of people that have lived on our estate, but like never leave the estate.
Right.
So it's just doing certain things to empower them and like bring out the best in them, holding the door open for them to get all these different opportunities. Like, because it's right there on the doorstep. They just need to utilise it.
And again, we're going back to mental health, really important stuff here. And do you think this is stuff that's going to continue? It's going to be a part of your legacy as a programme as well? You've changed the way community is?
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely changed the way that our community is. So we get quite a few people still to this day coming up to us being like, you've made such a difference. Even just with the videos, we've showed them in all the schools around Cumbria. And yeah, brought a few tears to everyone's eyes with our films. But yeah, it was definitely has changed the community.
Well, as you say, your films are out there forever. You know, you can't really. So that's one part of your legacy as well. I'm thinking more about the way people feel about you in Rig. Do they think, hey, it's a better place to live than it used to be?
I think in terms of community, it's very close-knit. And like hosting all these different events, like people gather around and like you develop friendships and everything. I think people are aware that things might be coming to an end soon, but like they don't want us to go anywhere. There's still like we have like a trust and like reputation now, like more so than ever. And like our attendance rates have gone up quite a lot,
right?
Like
okay.
Recent days,
because the money's coming to end. But you know, hopefully the initiative that we know all that you've been doing doesn't come to an end. That's the important thing here, isn't it? If you want to stay, it can stay. And I believe you've also been trying to influence the central powers in this country as well, Rebecca.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we've been to Parliament quite a few times to talk about different issues that we've faced. So I'll say about 3-4 years ago now, we got invited down to Parliament for talk about funding in Cumbria, trying to gatekeep some funding, which we did eventually manage to do. And we were talking to the Minister of Mental Health and the Vice Minister of Mental Health?
Yeah, but we just said yesterday when we celebrated the launch of the report of Left Behind Neighbourhoods.
That's interesting, you as well, because, you know, let's face it, Cumbria is a long way from London.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. That's why I would think that the community themselves need to hold the purse strings, because they know better than anyone else what they need.
It's been an inspiration to chat to you and to listen to you and to think, you know, you're only 10 and 11 when this all started, you know. I don't think I had so much grey hair then, but, you know, the way big local goes. But it sounds as well. You've got a real legacy to leave behind in terms of the change of attitudes, certainly the change in the way mental health is seen, the stigma being removed as well, and particularly with young people taking the lead. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
That was Rhys from Ewan Rigg Big Local. Before that, we heard from Rebecca, who is the chair of the partnership. With me is our producer, Kirsten. What an incredible pair of young people.
Yeah, as you said earlier, Chris, these two are part of the Big Local generation, and it's fantastic to learn about the impact of the We Will campaign and how they have made an impact on tackling social isolation and bringing people together from every generation.
And I've had the chance to have a look at some of the films that we're talking about there, and they're very, very moving and powerful. And the information's in the show notes, isn't it?
Yes, we will put everything in the show notes, which will include a link to the Centre West Cumbria's website so you can watch We Will's film, Boy, for yourself.
Thanks, Kirsten, indeed. And yes, we look forward to you joining us next time on the Community Power Podcast, brought to you by Local Trust, discovering what happens when you give local people the money, the power and the assets to make a difference in their neighbourhoods.